Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the April 12th Sunday Mass's second reading. It's the second Sunday of Easter, Year A. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in His great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith, to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time. In this, you rejoice, although now, for a little while, you may have to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that is perishable, even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Although you have not seen Him, you love Him. Even though you do not see Him, now yet believe in Him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The Word of the Lord. Welcome to the Sunday of Divine Mercy, also known as the second Sunday of Easter. This is a great reading with lots of joyous good news. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us? What is His purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? I prefer readings that aim for the heart, because that's where an emotional connection will be made with the people in the pews. This one is loaded to the gills with that. Let's chat a bit about the context of this reading. It's addressed to the Gentile churches in what is now Turkey. Peter wrote it from Rome, where he had been ministering starting from about the year 42. It was composed during the year 64, give or take, shortly before his martyrdom at the hands of Nero. This reading focuses on the gift of baptism and the ensuing salvation that accompanies it. What do you learn from this reading? We start with, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in His great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven, for you, who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith, to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time. Have a big smile and a joyous demeanor throughout this part. This is a very complicated sentence, but we'll break it down to give it order and clarity. It's written in such a rambling style, it makes me think of Paul. Think of this sentence as one that begins with an introduction, then lists three bullet points. The introduction is, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in His great mercy gave us a new birth. Imagine inserting a colon at the end of birth as you then list the three gifts given to us by this new birth. By new birth, Peter means baptism. In this introductory segment, emphasize blessed, great mercy, and new birth. Item number one, to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In this first item, emphasize living hope and insert a small pause after hope. Item number two, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith. In this second item, stress inheritance, imperishable, undefiled, unfading, for you, and power of God. Insert small pauses after inheritance, imperishable, undefiled, heaven, you, and God. When you say kept in heaven, say it in a low-key manner, just as a bridge to for you. Say for you with maximum eye contact, making it clear these words are not just for the Christian churches in Asia Minor 2,000 years ago, but for the people in the pews before you, in the here and now. You're talking directly to them. Item number 3, to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time. In this third item, stress salvation and add a small pause afterward. Use a cadence and tenor to draw attention to these three gifts Peter is describing. 1, to a living hope. 2, to an inheritance. 3, to a salvation. If you're comfortable and can do so authentically, use a hand gesture to signpost each one of these 3 points. This could take the form of an inobtrusive finger count off to your side, maybe just above the level of the ambo. The purpose here is to add clarity, not create a distraction. Insert a full pause at the end of this sentence. The second sentence. In this, you rejoice. Although now for a little while, you may have to suffer through various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that is perishable, even though tested by fire, may prove to be for praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is another long and rambling run-on sentence in the style of Paul, but we'll break it down to simplify it. Continue your smile and joyous demeanor as you say, in this you rejoice, then switch to a serious and sober facial expression and tone of voice for the rest of this sentence. Emphasize this, rejoice, genuineness, precious, fire, glory, plus honor. Insert small pauses after this, perishable, plus honor. The last sentence. Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him, now yet believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. There are 2 different ways to present this last segment. The first is how you just heard it. Put on an explanatory demeanor for, although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him, now yet believe in him. Put on a smile and big joy for the balance of the reading. Highlight seen, love, see, believe, rejoice, indescribable, glorious, attain, goal, and salvation. If you can do so authentically, add a tremble to the back of your throat when you say glorious. Insert small pauses after the first hymn and the third one. The alternative ending is to focus on the word you. Emphasize it as you look directly at the people in the pews before you, because you're talking to them eyeball to eyeball. Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him, now yet believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. In this version, emphasize the first you, the third you, the fourth you, and the fifth you, as you are talking directly to the congregation before you in the here and now. The second you will be emphasized, but not as strongly as the others. In addition, highlight love, see, believe, rejoice, indescribable, glorious, goal, and salvation. Again, insert a tremble in the back of your throat for glorious, if you can do so authentically. Insert small pauses after rejoice, attain, and salvation. Of the 2 endings, pick the one that resonates best with you and is most authentic to you. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken, or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the AMBO. By the way, if you like what you hear and are so inclined, please give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much.